This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting today, residents in 15 Colorado counties must follow more pandemic restrictions as the counties move into the severe risk category under the state's new COVID-19 dial. Mesa County is among them, but it's not locking down as tightly as the others. CPR's Tina Sieg explains.
The new restrictions for counties like Denver include a ban on indoor dining. But in Mesa County, the health department has created a program to allow certain businesses to operate with fewer restrictions. Jeff Coor with Mesa County Public Health says those businesses must agree to follow certain health guidelines.
So it's never about like we're giving anybody a grade. It's almost like this place has earned it and this place hasn't. And I think if people see things that they don't like, then they should vote with their dollars.
Coor says that instead of punishing businesses that don't follow public health rules, his department will work with them to find solutions. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
School districts' move to remote learning is leaving behind some students in rural Colorado. Matt Booth teaches social studies in Ellicott, east of Colorado Springs.
Most of our students, they do have internet. It's just super unreliable. We really only have like one provider out there, and that's kind of what they're stuck with. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're disadvantaging a chunk of our students who are missing essentially a third of their education this year.
The Ellicott School District does offer students internet hotspots, but the connections are not always stable. Southeast Colorado and Baca, Bent, and Kiowa counties moved to the state's high-risk category for coronavirus and raised their restrictions starting tomorrow. An Air Force base in Colorado Springs is a finalist for the permanent headquarters of the U.S. Space Command. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Peterson Air Force Base joins bases in New Mexico, Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Nebraska as potential places for the Space Command. It's already home to the command's temporary headquarters after President Trump ordered its establishment. Air Force officials will now conduct both virtual and on-site visits at each location. And in a statement, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is an epicenter for national security in space and that the command should stay here. A final decision is expected in January. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Colorado weather is cooler today and into the start of the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.